Time to look at cycling now. Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall in Bendigo, joins us as per usual on a Wednesday. Good morning to you, Noel. How you doing?
Morning, Robbo. How you going today, mate?
Yeah, very well. Cold one, though, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, it's freezing again. I thought we'd got a bit of warm weather coming, but it doesn't look like it.
No, but it's a cracker of a morning. And if you're out on the bike, it'll be a bit cool on the jazz crackers too, I'd reckon. But that's another story altogether.
Yep, you got that one.
BMX state title, 7th to the 9th of October. And the new track in Bendigo's all done.
Yeah, out at Eagle Hawk, they've got a brand new BMX track all been rejuvenated. And they're having practice out there last weekend with their state titles coming up next month. So good to see sport progressing in Bendigo. And, of course, Tom Flood Sports Centre's getting redone too. So a lot of sporting amenities getting once over.
Yes, indeed. Well, particularly with the Comm Games in the next 4 years, I think everybody wants to have it all sparkling and shiny so they can win as much as we can in terms of events here. Talking of events here, too, the Junior Bendigo Road Championships were held, the under-15s and under-17s. How did everyone go?
Yeah, they had some good racing out there. They had good fields. It was out at Junerton. In the under-15s, Chase Haddon was the winner from Madeline Douglas and Oscar Stoltz. And in the under-17s, Bryce Nichols won from James Tupper and Ryan Galler. So it's good to see the kids getting recognition for their road season. They don't race a lot as much as what they used to. They used to race every weekend. Times have changed a little bit. There's a lot of them in Bendigo now, and we've had restrictions and different things. But they got a road season, and they had some, and the road championships were crowned. So that was good. Fantastic to see.
A great breakthrough for our own Blake Agnoletto in the European season. He's had his first breakthrough win.
Yeah, he had a win in a big Kermesse, which is like a big criterium. And it was 110 kilometres, which is a long way for basically a criterium race. And he had his first big win in Belgium. Good on you, Blake. Great to see representing Australia over in Belgium. He's doing all right, that kid. He's really on the way up.
Yep, most certainly. It's definitely a name to watch out for, that is for sure. Now, Connor Sens, he's also racing in Europe at the moment, the Tour of Bulgaria.
Yeah, look, he's not going too bad. The first couple of stages, he got 45th and 47th. He was within, like a few seconds of the leader in the first couple of stages. In the third stage, he had to work very hard for his team leader who won the stage, a bloke called Paul Double, and Connor drifts off the back a bit with a lot of the other riders in that one. Was a bit split up. But no, it's good experience for him, a five-day tour in Bulgaria. Now, I had to Google where Bulgaria was. I'm standing in Greece, Robbo. You ever been there?
No, I haven't. But yeah, I knew where it was. Sofia, I think, is the capital off the top of my head. I'm a bit of a map nerd, Noel. So, I love looking at maps and where places are. But, very interesting indeed. Nice part of the world, though. I'd love to get to Greece one day. Be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful over there, I reckon. It'd be fantastic.
Sit in the sun.
Anyway, good on Connor for having a go over there. It's good. Good to see for Bendigo.
And one of the grand tours is on, of course, the Vuelta, the Tour of Spain, and Jay Vine winning two stages.
Yeah, look, that's fantastic for Australia, isn't it? And there's quite a lot of Australians in it. Like, there's about 13 Aussies in that tour. But Remco Evenepoel, the Belgian guy, is just ripping them apart. He's on another level. He's riding very well. He won the time trial overnight, and he's 2 minutes 58 ahead of anybody else, I think. So it's a fairly big lead. And everybody's saying, oh, can he win? Is he too young? Well, possibly. But, I mean, he's certainly showing them how to ride a tour. Well, he's 22, and he's leading nearly leading by 3 minutes in a grand tour at 22 years of age, and there's no reason why he can't keep going, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon he's going to win the tour.
Okay, there it is. You heard it here, folks. Hey, talking of Jay Vine, I heard you talking to Jono on the Sideline View about this as well. We, a long time ago, mentioned Zwift, and it's a whole different way that you can actually end up professional in Europe by doing it inside, essentially.
Yeah, well, indoor training is now an avenue into getting into professional sport because Neve Bradbury, who was originally from Bendigo when she was a little kid, her dad was Hayden Bradbury, one of our club champions, and Neve Bradbury and Jay Vine were both got professional cycling contracts out of winning the World Zwift Indoor Cycling Championships. So they competed against other riders in their own lounge room on a TV screen, riding on an indoor bike and watching themselves and other riders on a screen. And Neve's got on to finish top 10 in the Grand Tour for Canyon SRAM. And this young bloke, Joe Vine, he's riding for a professional team now, and this is his second season, and last year he did very well in the Tour of Italy, and this year he's won two stages of the Tour of Spain and still going well. Like, he's up there with the top in every mountain, so it's amazing. But they've both come from different ways into cycling. Like, Neve Bradbury was an Australian champion, and she had a big crash and lost her team and then was sort of in the wilderness and then got picked up by this team through Zwift. And Jay Vine was similar. He was struggling to get a pro team, and now he rides for Alpecin, one of the top teams in the world, all through riding on an indoor trainer against other people virtually. So, yeah, it's amazing, Robbo.
It is fantastic, just the different opportunities people can get, that's for sure, and we wish him continued success.
It's all good for the future, and we wish him all the best, and that maybe anybody can come through that way without having to go the recognised route of going to Europe and riding around in the freezing cold to show you where. You can show them on the computer screen now. People can look at the figures and say, gee, Robbo's got some power, let's invest in him. Hypothetically there, Robbo, of course.
Yeah, very, very hypothetically, Noel. More pathetically than hypothetically. As always, mate, great to chat. You have yourself a fab week, and of course we'll catch you on Saturday afternoon after 3 o'clock with Mark Johnson on the Sideline View.
All right, Robbo, you have a good day. We must talk about your bike again soon. We haven't talked about that bike for a while. It's got to come up. Yeah. All right, mate, all the best.
Oh, that'll be something to talk about, I tell you. Thanks very much, Noel. Noel Sens Jewellers, Hargraves, Mount Bendigo.